Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys in the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
Did you guys see that the 49ers and the Raiders played like an exhibition game on Saturday?
Yes.
And there was like all kinds of fights in the stands, and there was two separate shootings in the parking lot.
No.
Like after the game, and then somebody I guess got beat up really bad in a bathroom. And when I heard that, I was thinking about this was like a legit fear that I had when I was a kid, because I mean, do you ever feel more vulnerable than when you're taking a piss at a urinal in like a public place? And I just thought, like, man, how horrible would that be if you're just like mid piss and somebody, like a group of people, came up behind you, just start beating the shit out of you? Because I feel like I'd be like, ah, I'm getting punched in the face and the throat and the ear, but I would so badly not want to piss on my own clothes.
But I would so much rather be in the middle of pissing when someone starts kicking my ass than in the middle of shitting. Because I do not like shitting with anyone around.
Because when you're pissing, once you start, it doesn't stop. I don't know if your body goes into some sort of like crazy fight mode and it just shuts off the piss. But I would imagine that that doesn't stop. Whereas if you're just mid poop, you're just going to break off the turd like you're a goldfish. You know what I mean? And it's just going to go back up in there. It's not like, you know, it's not like it's just constantly shits flowing out of you for 45 seconds.
Again, you and I may be different.
Unless you always have diarrhea.
Plus, I wouldn't pick a fight with a man who's in mid-shit either.
Or mid-piss.
Well, what would you rather have happen? Because if I was mid-piss, I would just turn around and start pissing on people.
Shitting on everyone who's trying to kick my ass.
You know how they say... And when I say they, I mean scientists, I suppose. But they say that when you're severely stressed out, or like when you're really nervous for something, you know how like when you get really nervous, you get cotton mouth? Mm-hmm. And they say that's because your body shuts down like the digestion process, and it kind of like starts storing things. And that's right. why you get cotton mouth really bad. So I wonder if like if you were pissing and all of a sudden you just started getting punched, like do you think that your body would just stop pissing?
That is an excellent question.
I think one of you two should go take a piss and the other one should
pummeling
him.
No.
I just pissed.
I might have to soon.
Okay.
Well, Maybe just a single punch to the face.
Wait,
I had to piss, you know I'd let you punch me. Chris, I do have to shit.
Let me ask you guys.
Just joking.
Let me ask you guys a similar question.
What happens if your podcast partner blows you while you're shitting? Let's see what happens then.
Oh, my God. That brings me to another question. Do you and Sonia poop in front of each other?
Can we not say the word poop? I hate the word poop.
Do you guys take dumps in front of each other?
No. What do you mean in front of each other?
Well, like...
Like as a sexual thing?
Yeah, like am I watching?
I've said before, I want my girlfriend to pretend that she doesn't ever poop.
Stop saying poop.
I think that's on the record.
It sounds so... I hate the word...
I'm sorry. I don't like that she... I don't want women to defecate or have to defecate.
There you go.
I want their food to be vomited out of them later.
No, we don't make an event out of it, but I'm aware that she shits, and she's really aware that I do, because I leave evidence. In the form of smell and poop crumbs.
Stop saying poop, please. I'm not kidding.
That's all shitting is just leaving evidence.
But there's a difference between evidence of like a minor break-in and then like a quadruple homicide. Like I leave my bathroom like a crime scene.
Yeah, it's not like there's a couple fingerprints there.
There's no shortage of DNA.
You don't see a technician dusting for prints when I'm done.
They have to burn the place when you're done. Well, yeah, that's a good point. Do you get embarrassed if you have to shit and Sonya knows about it? Like, I guess in this new house, it doesn't matter, but at your old house, at your old apartment, it was small, right?
Well, yeah, here we have three different toilets that we could choose to shit in. But
do you have a favorite? Like one?
Yeah, I definitely have a favorite. It's the master. The master. The master throne is my favorite. just because it has a window, so there's something magical about hearing children play while you take a shit.
I thought that was his nickname for his toilet, the master.
No, that's my toilet. It's a nickname for me. No, I mean, it doesn't bother me now because, I mean, we've been together a long time and we're married and I've seen a human come out of her vagina, so I don't think anything at this point can surprise me. But.
You've come pretty close to that though, right?
Hey, Ben, let me ask you this. Do humans being birthed, does it stink or does it smell nice?
It doesn't stink. It smells
like freedom.
Yeah, freedom for the kid. Yeah, I don't know what it definitely isn't a neutral smell. Like, there's definitely, like, the smell of birth is, like, wafting through the air.
This might be personal, and I don't want to not be delicate about this, but when Sonia was giving birth to your child, which is a beautiful miracle, did she shit all over herself?
Oh, you know I'm not allowed to talk about that.
That's a yes.
I mean, no, she did not.
Why? Because I didn't ask delicate enough?
How much more delicate could you have got?
I think you could have classed that question up a bit.
Oh, I'm sorry. What I want to know is, did the baby come out with a pillow?
No, the baby came out perfectly fine, but I was kind of worried, though, because I know a lot of people have a hard time seeing their wife the same way again after they witness childbirth. And they see all the inner workings of everything that was going on down there and stuff. But
yeesh.
I mean, it's really hard to, like, keep a poker face and not. You know what I mean? Because I even told her, like, afterwards, I said, man, I thought you died on that table. You wouldn't believe, like, the blood and the squishy mass of stuff that comes out. And it's just, like, the afterbirth and stuff. And. Like, I'm not joking. She seemed like she lost so much blood.
It looks like one of your crime scenes in The Master.
Yeah, that made my toilet look like a scene out of a Home and Garden magazine. Like, it's crazy what childbirth is like.
Oh, man.
And I just thought, God damn, how are you not screaming? Like, if you knew what I saw right now, like, saw all the stuff coming out, and there's, like, so much liquids and... Crazy.
Ben, were you even 1% nervous that the kid would come out black?
No, 0%.
Chris, if you ever get a girl pregnant.
If?
And you actually want the child. And okay. You're in love. Do you think you'll be at all nervous that your baby will come out another race?
Well, it depends on who the girl is.
I guess that's true. If you hook up with, like, some stripper-type chick, then, yeah, you're obviously going to be nervous.
Sure, it's obviously going to be black. I only go to strip clubs in Inglewood.
Hasn't there been cases where a baby comes out a different race, even though the mom swears that she didn't...
Yeah, women have lied before. Sure.
That's been documented.
Good point.
I just wanted to make sure it was on the record.
Okay.
Rolling on a bus around home, all alone, you know, three little brothers on the mic, my home, and Johnny ready, yo, oh, oh.
Sorry, baby, you're a baby. Benny sounds like pretty big.
My dad just left. He was down here for like a month. I brought him here because he wasn't doing so well back home. So I brought him down here to sort of try to get him better. But when he first got down here, he wasn't doing so well. He was kind of off.
Did what was the craziest thing that he did?
Ah, man, It was mainly the crazy stuff he did was right at the beginning, because he got a lot better while he was here, but he wanted to walk up. I won't give you the context, but he wanted to walk up to someone's house with a dead squirrel in his hand, just a random person, and knock on the door.
And what did he hope would happen?
It was, I feel like if I tell you, it's going to seem less crazy.
Well, the thing about your dad is that I noticed, and I should have noticed this earlier, is that he just seems to just always find the worst trouble to get into in any situation instantly. Like, I mean, he's just constantly like getting himself almost killed or almost just confusing people. And like, he's everywhere we go, anywhere we would drive, like he would go to the wrong house. He'd be like the first one out of the car and up to the door, and he'd be at the wrong door, like about to ring the bell, and you'd have to like chase him down.
Yeah,
like,
I
feel like with this track record of picking the wrong houses, you should at least just wait a minute and let somebody else lead the way.
That's true. He's really almost.
We were like mountain biking in this place that we've never been before, and he kept insisting that he knew shortcuts that were like obviously not a shortcut.
Yeah, they were going the
or
wrong
a trail
way.
In any way.
One thing he did, we went to this Mexican restaurant, and he always wants to speak Spanish when he's down here, which I don't care that much about.
Is he as fluent as you are?
No, not even close. But he has fun doing it, which I don't care. That's fine. But the thing is that you have to be careful, because some people take offense when you just speak to them in Spanish, especially when your Spanish isn't good enough to sort of pass, you know. It can be taken at times.
Like mocking or something?
Not even just mocking, but like as though this you think this person doesn't know the language just because you see the color of their skin. You know what I mean? So we went into this Mexican restaurant, and Chris can vouch. The first thing I said to him was, "Dad, you have to promise no Spanish while we're in this restaurant."
It was funnier than that. We were walking down the street to the restaurant, and I hear Danny go, "Dad, no Spanish. No Spanish in the restaurant. No Spanish in the Mexican restaurant."
And he was like, "All right, I know. You don't have to tell me." He kept saying, "You don't have to tell me twice. I
and
got
then,
it."
Yeah, like the first brown-skinned person that walks by.
Who wasn't a waiter.
He was a soccer player. He had like a soccer jersey. Him and his team had just come back after a game.
They were all wearing
outfits. Jerseys. He grabs him by the arm and asks him for more chips in Spanish.
And the guy was like really nice about it. And he just went and told the waitress that he wanted more salsa at the table. And I was fucking seething. Because I was like, "Dad, that's not our waiter."
That's not even a good bet that the waiter would be dressed like a soccer player. Like, what if it was a construction worker with a hard hat on it? Would he have stopped anyone? It was a guy dressed like a cop.
Oh, my God. It's so weird because I feel bad for getting mad at him. But I get so caught up in, like, the fact that this is the one thing I don't – like, I try to be super laid back about most things. But, that was the thing that I knew was going to happen, so I tried to make it not happen beforehand. And it happened worse than I imagined.
He would try to clean things that didn't need to be cleaned. He would always have these ideas that he thought were a great idea, but they weren't a good idea. They were probably a bad idea, and he wouldn't follow through with it anyway. So, like, he decided he was going to clean the house, and he starts with the stove, and he starts...
Oh, this was amazing.
He starts by taking... It's a gas stove. He starts by taking, like, the little metal top off of the burner, and then he takes, like, the cover off of the burner, and then he, like, somehow unscrews a part of the burner that I didn't even know came off. And then I think buried it somewhere outside.
We looked for
no
it for
idea
a month.
Where it's at. And none of the others were taken off. And the house wasn't cleaned.
Exactly. He has a mess everywhere else, just random stuff in random places. But he thinks the best idea is to unscrew the burner and bury it.
When you were gone one day, because I would get home before Danny.
Yeah.
And one day, like, Craig was always asking me when Danny was coming home and if he's almost home yet or whatever. And then one day, like, it was a hot day. He goes outside for a while, and then he runs back in really excited. He's like, "Hey, Chris, I unrolled the hose. So when DW comes home, I'm going to hide and squirt her with it." He's like, "It's great. I got the hose all rolled out and everything. It's all ready."
He had this hijinks plan.
Who's DW?
That's me. He calls me DW.
Why?
Daniel William.
Oh, makes sense.
Yep. Oh, how many times did you see him naked while you were here? While he was
Only about three times. What I was really surprised about is he only tried to piss in my room once. The very first
I was going to ask you that too.
Yeah, I was scared. I had obstacles set up just in case. I get in the middle of the night, I put like a shoe under there and like a laundry basket, so because I knew the first obstacle would only slow him down. He would keep going for a while.
Okay,
here I just wanted warning so that I could wake up in time to tell him to turn around.
Here's the thing too, is like Chris has seen my dad naked plenty of times. So yes. I don't even give a fuck if Chris has to see him naked anymore. Obviously, I've seen my dad naked more than I've seen him clothed. So I obviously don't care. But the thing was, Brian's girlfriend was here, you know, a lot of the time. So I kept telling him, Dad, in the middle of the night, you can't just walk around naked. Because what happens if she just comes out at the same time? You can't do that.
She'd be so horny.
But he just wouldn't listen. Like, every night he'd come upstairs to pee and he'd be... just completely naked. And I'm like, Dad, what did I tell you? But the thing is that in the middle of the night, he's so much older than he is at any other time. He's just way crazier than ever.
I was up at like 3 a.m. and I heard some noise in the kitchen. I looked over and I saw his dad standing like butt naked washing dishes in the sink.
When you say that he's extra old during the night, does that mean that his dick is extra wrinkly?
No, I mean, he shows his age more. He acts crazier and more sort of senile. And
you think he's like a kid, though? Like, the more you tell him not to do something, it just kind of makes him do it anyway?
Because he's passive. Because my dad has never really been aggressive. So his only form of rebellion is to just be passive aggressive, which is to do what you tell him not to do and act. I don't want to say act. I feel like he's not even in on the loop anymore. It's just, this is what he does. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even think he's spitefully doing it.
That circuit's been burned into his brain long ago.
I don't think he's spitefully doing it. He just kind of does that.
Has Tanya ever seen him naked?
I think so.
Do you think she sizes him up like this is her future if she stays with you?
She's like, I hope DW ends up like this soon.
She's like, oh, that's where he gets it.
That's where he gets his wrinkly butt crack.
That's where he gets the gray hairs on his taint.
Oh, man.
You savages, though, you guys aren't a very hairy bunch, are you? Your dad's not like a chest hair guy, is he?
He has a perfectly hairless body.
Perfectly hairless body?
Totally gross. Hairless nipples. Mm.
It's gross to hear you talk about a man like that, but when it's a man that's responsible for your existence, that's even extra. Have you ever beat off to the thought of your dad's body?
Of course I have. God, no. When I was a kid, I think I saw him with a boner once, though.
Did it blow your mind? Like, you're wondering what was wrong with it?
I don't remember. I just remember him getting up in the middle. Like, he had a girl at his house one time when I was staying at his house when I was like 10 or something, I think.
Nice.
And he came and I was like looking for him in the middle of the night or 9 or I think I was young, somewhere between like 7 and 10. And I was looking for him in the middle of the night and he came out all sweaty and like and naked. And I'm pretty sure he had a boner. I can't remember now 100%, but I feel like he did.
I think I saw my stepdad with a boner once, but he had underwear on because he used to like fall asleep on the couch and he would just have like his tidy whities on. And I remember being like a little kid thinking like, man, what's going on in his underwear? Because he was like pitching a tent. And I couldn't figure it out. And I was like, man, there's something going on. I thought he got something stuck in there. It's weird how when you're a kid, you don't really understand like life yet.
Right, but you start, your brain obviously tries to solve the problems.
Like, I thought he like dropped a pin in there or something. Like, I couldn't figure it out. I was like, what's wrong with his underwear? What'd he get in there?
Shoddy Radio. I remember another thing he did that really made me mad was because when he spilled, he had a thing full of piss downstairs.
Yeah.
Like he apparently peed in like a milk carton down there or something down there downstairs because he's sleeping downstairs and the bathrooms were both upstairs. So he pissed in a milk carton and then he just left it there for like half the week hidden in this weird spot. And then I knocked it over and it was the most god awful. Oh my God. It put Chris's piss to shame. I mean, I'm not kidding. It was like, and that was a way shorter time period than Chris's had too. I feel like your piss gets worse as you get older.
Do you think it's because Chris stores his in like 2-liter bottles and stuff, so it's kind of an airtight or mostly airtight?
Maybe. I don't know.
I'm keeping it fresh.
I don't know what it was, but oh my God, I couldn't believe it. Like I was.
What did you spill it on? Like the carpet?
No, just the linoleum, luckily.
Gross.
It was horrible.
What if like you caught Heidi drinking out of it?
Oh God. We should say Heidi is Chris's girlfriend.
Yeah, she thought it was my pee by mistake, you mean?
Yeah. Heidi is Tanya's dog.
Would that creep you out, Chris, if you dated a girl and her turn on was to drink your piss?
Is she cool other than that?
Yeah, paint the picture, man. What like is this girl just like?
Everything that you would want in a girl. Yeah. Also, she drinks your piss.
I don't have a problem with that.
Is that like a health concern or is that okay?
I'm not going to kiss her right after.
You're probably not going to kiss her in general anyway.
Yeah, I can't imagine Chris being big on the kissing.
He's like, I'm not going to choke her right after.
I don't want her gagging it all over me.
Did I told you how I found my dad, right, when we were in Oroville?
Yeah.
How I just found I put him to bed on the 4th of July, and then when I came home, he was gone, and it looked like there was a struggle where I put him to bed at.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just went around looking for him, and after a half hour, I found him just, I thought he was dead, just laying in some grass in the middle, like just a ways away in the middle of the town.
Like a few blocks away.
Yeah. But I recorded the conversation I had with him right then. And he sounded insane. I could play that.
Go ahead.
So this is what I found. This is what I recorded when I found my dad after I had put him to bed and it looked like there was a struggle after he left basically. So then I went looking for him and after a half hour, I found him. It just in the middle of the street.
So how'd you end up out here?
I have no idea.
Cause when I got home, there was just a big mess in the living room where you were sleeping. It's like a struggle over there. And then that's when I went looking for you. You don't even remember getting up?
Yeah.
Sounds like Rocky.
No? Yeah. When I walked up on you, I thought you were dead, Dad. You're here in just the middle of nowhere. In the grass, it looked like just a still body. It had me scared a little bit. Know that?
Yeah. Danny sounds like Sean Becker.
Are you just tired, or is your head hurt, or you on something, or what's up?
I don't feel something I can feel my whole body.
You want to feel something that you can feel your whole body?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I didn't.
When you were in bed, you couldn't feel your body?
I could feel my whole body.
When you were in bed at our house, you could feel your whole body?
Yeah.
And it hurt, or what?
Nah.
You just felt out of touch with it?
Out of touch with it.
So you got up to walk?
Yep.
So what made you feel out of touch with your body? You think it's the pills you're on, or what do you think it is?
Yeah, that's all it is.
Pills?
Yeah, whatever it is, too.
Say that again?
What do you think it is?
That makes you feel out of touch? What do I think it is?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I wish I could understand how you felt. I wish you could explain it to me so I could try to help you. When you say you felt out of touch with your body, I don't know what that means. Like your brain doesn't feel like it's communicating with your body? Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Well, how so? Does your brain feel messed up?
No.
Your body feels messed up.
Right.
Like you're, like when you move your arms, they're not moving the way you tell them to, or was that what you mean? Or everything just hurts, or what? What do you mean? What do you mean? Dad?
Yeah?
What do you mean you feel your body feels messed up and out of touch?
No, it feels okay.
But what made you get up and walk around?
I do not know.
Because it looked like you knocked a bunch of stuff over when you woke up. Did you wake up just out of a, like, in a panic or something?
No.
Because there was a chair knocked over, and there was stuff all over the place. There's water all over the place. Looks like there's a struggle. But you're all right?
Yeah.
Sure?
Mm-hmm.
You're just tired right now?
Yeah.
Did you walk straight over here and come lay down?
I did.
Was it too hot for you in there or what?
It was.
All right. I love you. You have me scared, really. We come home in the middle of the night and you're just gone. You know that?
Yeah, no, I do.
It's not a big deal. It's all right. I took Heidi for a walk. We looked for you, and we found you. And I knew I'd find you. I was afraid I'd find you in the wrong place, but it wasn't so bad. You like sleeping in the grass better than sleeping inside, or what?
Yeah.
You should sleep in the grass in our backyard, that way the cops won't come for you. How about that?
Yeah, it's better.
Is that better, or would you rather sleep inside?
There.
Inside or backyard? What do you think?
That's a better.
Which one, inside or backyard?
Inside.
All right, let's do it. Can you get up?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
He couldn't get up. I had to carry him home.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Did you ever play that for him?
No, I didn't. He was so messed up when I was up in Oroville. Like, when I went to visit him, that's the reason I brought him down here for a month, was because he was just, he lost 4 pair of shoes in 4 days. I kept going to Walmart and buying him a new pair of shoes, and then he'd lose it, and then I'd go and buy another pair, and then he'd lose it, and then it was like he was trying to set some type of record. And I couldn't figure out where he left them. It was the same thing as like the stovetop thing.
You think he hates shoes?
Like, I don't know. But does he also hate stovetop pieces also? Because I can't. I mean,
he
we
hates
searched,
one out of four.
We searched everywhere for him. But yeah, it was weird because when I was looking for him, it was the 4th of July. And it was like the middle of the night, 12:30 at night. And I was walking around Oroville and I was realizing how many scumbags there are in Oroville. You don't realize it until you walk around at night. And I never was aware of it as a kid, but Oroville's just filled with like, just people who don't care about anything. They don't care about life. It's not that they're necessarily bad people. They've given up on everything, you know?
Yeah.
So it was weird. I was afraid I was going to find him. And I was just, when I found him, before I started recording, he was talking about something about needles. And that's when I started recording. Cause I thought he was on heroin for a minute. Cause he was talking about the needle messed him up. And I was like, oh man, is he on heroin? And I was almost excited. Cause I was thinking, well, and then he's just on drugs and he's not crazy. It was a very weird feeling finding your dad in the middle of the street, basically, in the middle of the night, and not even thinking it's that weird.
Yeah.
It was kind of cool at the same time, because I also realized, oh, man, he just wants to be outside. No one understands him. I don't even understand him. I don't want that to sound depressing, because it's not. He's fine now.
It does sound a little sad, though.
Yeah, but when I was sitting next to him, I was telling Chris this earlier. When I was sitting next to him, when I found him, I just started massaging his neck and his, because he has like really bad pain in his neck, and I started massaging his neck. because I do that a lot when he gets kind of starts acting crazy and it calms him down. And he's just laying there in the middle of nowhere. And he's like, oh, that's, yeah, that's nice. You got the touch. You're like my son. And I hadn't said a word to him. He had no idea who this was. He just feels this massage. And he just tells the guy, yeah, you got the touch. You're like my son.
Then he's like, now I want you to blow me just like my son.
But yeah, it was. And then I started sort of like massaging his back and stuff when I was sitting there, because I didn't want to talk to him yet. I didn't want to know what had happened. I don't know why. I just found him and I was like really relieved because I'd been looking for like a half hour and then I found him. And I was just like kind of wanted to, it was, I don't know, it was kind of like the closest thing to a Zen moment I've ever had. I was sitting there and I just was massaging him and I was thinking like, God damn, man, he's put his body and his mind, his head through a lot of shit over the years. I mean, the amount of buses, trolleys, cars he's been hit by, you know what I mean? And I was thinking, man, if he was dead, I know it sounds kind of harsh, but that would be all right. He got a lot out of that body for what he put it through.
Yeah.
You know what I
mean? Both of your parents probably deserve to be dead already.
Right. I'm going to take that out of context and just send it to him. My mom's leaving just this Monday, leaves for Nicaragua for 2 years.
Really?
Yeah.
For 2 years?
Yep.
Who do you think's going to last longer, your mom or your dad?
My mom.
Yeah?
Yeah, I feel like...
What's crazy is, like, how durable both your parents are. And you're, like, young, and you keep yourself in really good shape, and I know that you try to be healthy, and you don't drink, and you don't smoke. You might live to be, like, 140. Like, do you ever think that? Like, do you ever think, like, man, I'm going to live... You're either going to live a really long time or you're going to die within the year.
Yeah, he'll die in an accident if he dies young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My plan is to live at least to 100. I mean, I really think I'm going to. I always, but I don't, who knows, you know?
I don't see you going out at like 64 with pancreatic cancer.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's either going to be an accident or you're just going to die when your heart stops.
Yeah.
When you're really
old. It's not going to be a heart attack. It's just going to be like, fuck this.
It's just going to, I think your heart only has so many beats in it.
Well, if it's true that germs make your immune system strong, he's got the strongest immune system ever.
Yeah, no shit.
That actually is true. Well, I don't want it to come across, the whole thing to come across as sad. So what did you think? Were you sad when you listened to that, Ben? Because I don't want it to sound sad.
It sounds sad, but not like, not like sad in a way that like I feel sorry for anybody, but it's just, it's kind of cool to listen to like a dad and his son, and one of them's batshit crazy and one of them fucking stinks so bad.
But they just, how is that relevant? You just had to get...
But you know what I mean, they're just two people that love each other so much.
One of them One of them is batshit crazy, and one of them smells like batshit.
I knew that was coming.
I knew you knew.
But you know what I mean? It just goes to show you that like human interaction, genuine human interaction and love doesn't have to be between like middle-aged white people who make a lot of money.
Right.
Like it can be a couple of crazy folks too.
You don't have to be clean to have emotions.
Your dad's really proud of you, isn't he, Ben?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think I have with my dad what you have with your dad, just minus the parts where I got to search for him at 2 o'clock in the morning
less
on
crazy,
the 5th of July.
Less crazy and stinky.
Yeah. I've never had to have a 4-minute conversation with my dad about whether he wanted to sleep inside or out in the grass in the backyard.
You've never had to bribe your dad not to get naked when people's girlfriends live in the same house as you.
Yeah. I've never had to beg my dad not to speak Spanish in a Mexican restaurant. It's hard enough listening to him speak English in a Mexican restaurant. Thank you.